From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Nigeria's information minister says Boko Haram militants have released 91 of the 110 girls they abducted in the northeastern town of Dapchi last month. Isha Sarai has more.
Lai Mohammed told reporters in the Nigerian capital Wednesday that the girls, along with one boy, were dropped off at various spots along a road. His office said the girls were released around 3 a.m. local time through back-channel efforts and with the help of some friends of the country. The office of the Nigerian president said the girls are now back in Dapchi and are being documented. The government said that no ransom was paid for their release. Isha Sarai, VOA News.
The suspect in a string of deadly bombing attacks that terrorized Austin, Texas, over the last 3 weeks killed himself early Wednesday.
As members of the Austin Police Department SWAT team approached the vehicle, the suspect detonated a bomb inside the vehicle, knocking one of our SWAT officers back, and one of our SWAT officers fired at the suspect as well. The suspect is deceased.
The suspect has been identified as 24-year-old Mark Anthony Condit. Afghan officials say a suicide blast has killed at least 31 people and wounded more than 65 others in Kabul. Miller Sega reports.
Officials and witnesses say the bomber targeted a crowd during celebrations to mark the Persian New Year near a Shiite Muslim neighborhood. Islamic State claimed responsibility and identified the bomber as a Pakistani man, saying he detonated his suicide vest amidst a gathering in the Kartesaki area. An Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman told VOA those killed and wounded were all civilians.
That was Millar Sega, and this is VOA News. A U.S. Air